Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the sugya of the two parshiyos of Korban Pesach that we find in the Torah, that the Torah first tells us about the Korban Pesach, then we have the parsha of the Geula, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we go back to the parsha of Korban Pesach, and we learn more about the Korban Pesach. And our avoda was to wonder, what's going on over here? How come the Torah doesn't just tell us all about the Korban Pesach in one shot? And what we saw was that there are really two elements of the Korban Pesach. There's the, really three, there's the Etzem Shem Korban Pesach, which applies to all Korbanos Pesach. But then there's the pre-Geula Korban Pesach and the post-Geula Korban Pesach. And the pre-Geula Korban Pesach, its purpose is to stop the mashchis from being mashchis, from destroying. That's the pre-Geula. It's the first parsha. And the second parsha is connected to the remembering Mitzrayim and Matzah and Hashem's strong hand, remembering the Geula. That's the post Geula Korban Pesach. And there we have the pasuk of Avadatis Avodah Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh, where the Gemara learns that L'Doros is like, it's like Pesach Mitzrayim. All the Avodas of Zeh are Kazeh. With, as we saw, the exception to the rule is that Mekhoi Be'esor is only Pesach Mitzrayim and not L'Doros. So any din that flows, that emanates from the fact that it has a Shem Pesach, is going to apply equally for Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doris. But anything that comes from the Shem of pre-Geula is not going to apply L'Doris. And anything that's that it's post-Geula, the post-Geula Korban Pesach, that will apply L'Doris. So that, sweet friends, is in a nutshell, Mashalamadu B'Pam HaKodemet. B'Pamim HaKodemot. B'Siyata Dishmaya. This is the sixth shir. This is a big, big, you know, this is from Teres Rabbeinu. And, you know, Rabbeinu is a Mayan HaMizgaber. It just keeps going. So normally, you know, his job is he explains the psukim. And we go Omek HaPshat in the psukim. But here he said, since it's Parshas Bo, so I'll give you a little bit of what I have on Bo connected to the Korban Pesach. So here's less a, it's also analysis of the psukim, but, with a heavy focus on the Gemara and the Sugya and Daf Tzadi Vav. So what we were trying to understand in the previous year was how come the Rambam omitted the din of Bikur. We know there's a din of Bikur of checking the carbon for Mumin from 4 days before. And the Gemara is very clear that this applies to Pesach. Gemara says that we have a Tamid requires Bikur because it's a Tishmeru rule. And it says by Korban Pesach, the state Vayelchem Mishmeres, Samalalan Ton Bigri Arbi Yomim, so two Ton Bigri Arbi Yomim. So you need 4 days of Bigor. So you see that it does apply, and there you have a special pasuk petition rule. And it says Pesach Deris also requires Bigor, because not only Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Deris, and then the Gemara says, okay, so what's the Hazeh of Bigur coming to Mimai? It says the word by Bigur, it says Hazeh. It says, so here we have a Hazeh, and it really makes us wonder what this Hazeh is coming to be made, because we see that it's L'Doros, it's not only Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Gemara answers, no, it's coming to be made Pesach Sheni, Tichibasa, which is like a which is like Pesach Mitzrayim, insofar as it is only one day. So therefore the Pasuk is telling us that Pesach Mitzrayim, you have Bikur Arba Yamim, but not Pesach Sheni. It's not Mamay Pesach Doros, it's Mamay Pesach Sheni. And lo and behold, Rambam doesn't paskin that it's Mamay Doros. The Rambam doesn't paskin that it's Mamay the Rambam doesn't paskin that we have Bikur Doros. Why not? Why does we do it? Because it's not Pesach Sheni. But Pesach Rishon, we do have Bikur Doros. So that was our kasha. That's a bakat the kasha. A lot of Svarim discuss it. And now, anachnu mitkadem halav nireh. But kodem kol, birtzoneinu levaer yoter et ma shehitchanu b'shir hakodem, what we were explaining in the previous shir, was that what dinim apply to Pesach Sheni. The dinim that apply to Pesach Sheni are those dinim that apply to post-Pesach, post-Gula Pesach. Not the pre-Gula Pesach, the post-Gula Pesach. Those are the dinim that apply to Pesach Sheni. The post-Gula Pesach. Abazai, so that's what we started explaining in the previous year. And now we're going to continue on that road. Okay, and again, this Mishnah Digagonis is on my own. Baruch Hashem, I'm just a regular guy. But my tafkid, as I see it, is to convey further Mitaras Rabbi Seinu, both those who are in Shmas and Eden, like Rabbeinu, and those Hachayim Imanu. So, must give credit where credit is due. אז אומר רבינו, מתאימים הדברים גם להלכות למעשה שהביא הרמב"ם בהפרש שבין פסח ראשון לפסח שני. זה גם מתאים להלכות שהרמב"ם מביא, הרמב"ם מבדיל בין פסח ראשון לפסח שני. הרמב"ם כותב, זה הרמב"ם, דיברנו על הרמב"ם הזה, זה הרמב"ם בסוף הלכות קורבן פסח, ממש ההלכה האחרונה. אז הרמב"ם שם אומר, שהוא מדבר על הבדלים בפסח ראשון ובפסח שני. אז פסח ראשון, זה נסר בא ירבא ימוצה, נא בפסח שני. Why is that? Because בא ירוצה, בא ירואה, is in the parasha of החודש שזה לכן. And it's not in the second parasha, so it's חוק עשה פסח. And this is totally what was in Mitzrayim. This is in the pre-Gula Pesach, not the post-Gula Pesach. וממילא דמי הייתנו לעשה עליו דלוי סישר החומית תום זבחי, אלא בפסח ראשון. And for the same reason, there's no love of not shechting when you own chomets. Because that only is also only Pesach Rishon Dik. Because Pesach is shaykh to the Yisr of chomets. And memela is nisr by Rabbi Motz, is nisr by Sishchat. So that's all Pesach Rishon Dik, not Pesach Sheni Dik. It's all the first parasha, and not the second parasha. So this does not apply to La'achar HaGeula. If it doesn't apply to La'achar HaGeula, then it's mufka from being in Pesach Sheni. Again, we're talking about Pesach Rishon LeDoros, so if it's a thing that only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, like Mikol Be'asor, so then it's only Pesach Mitzrayim. But then for the other dinim, we have a special ribui that v'avad zavoz b'chodesh hazeh. Where did v'avad zavoz b'chodesh hazeh? It means all the avodos of this will be like this. Meaning all the avodos of Pesach Mitzrayim are also going to be l'doros. And therefore, it's going to apply to Pesach Sheni, to Pesach Rishon as well. Because as we explained for the Kabbalah, even some of those dinim that apply to Pesach Rishon are not coming, the dinim are not coming from the fact that it's Pesach the Fnag Ulip or from the Shem Pesach. And the Melah, anything that has a Shem Pesach is also going to apply to Pesach Adoris. But again, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, only those dinim that are specific to the Pesach Shel Achar HaGeula are going to apply to Pesach Sheni. So let's take it from there. Again, this is the sixth shir, so this is going predicated on what we learned previously. But it's Mamish Niflameo. So there's not going to be no Bayer and Bayer Matzah Pesach Sheni, because that's in the parasha of Chodesh Zelachem. It's not even in the second parasha. And that's totally what was in Mitzrayim, so to Osishchat HaChomeis Dam Zivchi. משום דתל יוסד מה שפסח משך שייך לסיר חומץ, הוא כמבואה ממה שכתב את עניין חמץ בעלי פסח בפרשת החודש זה לכן. Right, the chomets is written with the Pesach in the first parasha. And we see Tashbisu relates to it, that the Osishchat relates to Tashbisu and Vayero, we see in the Sugi Himsachim and Dav Hei. And therefore, less of the Din Zeh b'Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni is only if it's in the Din Doris, in other words, only those Dinim that apply to the Doris, the Achar Gula, only that's going to apply to Pesach Sheni, but these pre-Gula Dinim are not going to apply to Pesach Sheni. B'chein u'klap yadin shalein yotzin mechutz l'chaburasa, the Rambam says only Pesach Rishon, it can't go out of the Chabura, that's the Das HaRambam, in case of Mishnah Ve'od, and that's because we're memayet, the Pasuk is memayet, yotzin mechutz l'chabur mi-Pesach Sheni, so it must be that yisoto shel din zeh, shel isu zeh, is min Pesach Mitzrayim. And even though the iser of going out of the Chabura, of taking the Pesach out of the Chabura, was said in the parasha Zos Chukas HaPesach in the second parasha, it could be shekevan shne'amar ha'davar behadei ha'esi shel b'bayis echot ye'ochel shal zeh b'amshech shel lo totzi min ha'bosor shakol minyan yechidus Chabura hu l'chein achrei d'ma shekatav b'bayit echad ye'ochel ומדין פסח של האחר הגאולה, תמי הייתה מיסי בפסח שני כמבור ברמבה, נכתב בהדי גם את איסו של היצור מחבור. In other words, you have the din of eating it in a chabur, and eating it in a chabur applies even to Pesach Sheni, because this is applies to the post-Gula aspect of the Karban Pesach, and it really applies to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, in that context, we also learned not to hosa mechutz lechaburasa, because that all that connects to achilas chabura. So since it says b'vayis echad ye'ochel, that's midinei pesach shel achar ha'geula. So it was together with it was written the whole iser hosa min ha'chabura. Even though the iser of hosa min ha'chabura is midinei pesach shel lifnei ha'geula. So in other words, in the Pesach Shel Achar Gula, we have the mitzvah of eating it b'chabura, but the Isser of Hoitza only applies to Lifnei HaGula, the Pesach aspect of Lifnei HaGula, and Memela is not going to apply to Pesach Sheni. The only thing that applies to Pesach Sheni is that you have to eat in b'chabura, because that's the din in the Pesach Shel Achar Gula. And together with that is the Isser of Hoitza, which doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni because it applies to the Yisr of the din of Pesach Shalifnei HaGeula. And the reason it's written here L'achar HaGeula is because it connects obviously to the essay of eating it b'chabur. But the Yisr of Hoitzo is not going to apply to Pesach Sheni. B'chein Ha'alel, sheyesh no b'achilas Pesach Rishon, lo b'achilas Pesach Sheni. Why is that? Because Ha'alel is a little skali shachag. And we don't have that. There's no Lel's Kali Shechag and Sheni, as we see in 95b of Mitzat Sheni. Mitzat Shritas of Gam Pesach Sheni, Ton Halo. Can we worry Shem B'Mishneh? Af Al Pi, She'ein Zeh Mitzat Sheva Gufo. So, Pesach Sheni, when you shecht it requires Halo. Even though it's not Mitzat Sheva Gufo, that we said that Mitzat Sheva Gufo apply to Pesach Sheni, that there's no miut. For anything other than Laila. The Gemara says, how do you know that we said that it's not Ton Hallel when you eat the Pesach Sheni? There's no Hallel. However, when you're Oisa the Pesach Sheni, when you do the Karban of the Pesach Sheni, the sacrifice of the Pesach, that does require Hallel. And the Gemara says, why is that? And the Gemara answers, because Laila Kamimai, the Pasuk Ashir Yelechem, Kalel Skadi Shachag, that you say Hallel, and we say that Laila Amkudish Lachag, only if the night is Yomtif, you say Hallel, but not Pesach Sheni. Okay, but that would not apply, that only applies to Laila, but not Yom. When it comes to Yom, meaning when you're bringing the carbons during the day, so that's like Pesach Rishon, that is Ton Hallel Bachilasa. So that's why Pesach Sheni requires Hallel Bachilasa like Pesach Rishon. They're going to have a miut. Because the din Hallel is Yisodom Yachef to Shekorban Pesach, that's Mechayim Hallel. Like Rashi writes there from Safin 117a, Nevi'im Shevinei, Mayim Shevinei Rashi. And that applies to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is also a Chef to Pesach. Like Pesach Rishon and Pesach Mitzrayim. So Shekol Shemeachef to Vamu Shashem Korban Pesach, Hakol Echadu. Right, if we're talking about dinim that apply to the essence of the Korban Pesach, so they all have the same din. Pesach Shalifni Agula Achar Agula Pesach Sheni. Therefore, this applies to Pesach Sheni as well, even though it's not Mitzvah Shebegufo. The Gemara says Dafka Mitzvah Shebegufo, that it applied to the actual carbon, the Tzli, the Sefer Avoda. But this is also going to apply, even though it's not Mitzvah Shebegufo, because it applies to the same carbon Pesach. The Gemara gives another reason over there. Could it be the Jewish people are shefting their psafim and taking their lulav and they're not saying halal? It's halal mas vakim mitzvah yuchedes. And that applies to Pesach Sheni, just like it applies to Pesach Rishon. V'chein v'gav b'chagiga v'tchiyas tuma. Sh'nizchad ish me'aykor d'lesen v'pesach Sheni. So chagiga is not chagiga, it's not derech tuma. Why is not mitzvah shebegufo? Because that is talvi ha'dover v'pesach doros. You know why Pesach doros? It applies because in that way it's like Pesach Mitzrayim. But if it does no shaykh to Pesach Mitzrayim, then it's going to be excluded from Pesach Sheni. Because, like we said before, that in certain matters, Pesach Doros is also going to be like Pesach Mitzrayim, Chazal Tzach Kabbalah. But not Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni only applies in principle to those areas that are the post-Pesach Gula, and not the pre-Pesach Gula. So that, the post-Gula Pesach, not the pre-Gula Pesach. So now, Mikim Tzirik, Tzfa'enfer in the Rambam. The Rambam, Miyad Arim Yushevet Heitev Hashmatat Rambam, Ledin Bikur B'Pesach Rishon. Now we're going to get to Yashev, what the Rambam Mishmit, at Ledin Bikur B'Pesach Rishon. שנראה שהרמב"ם מפרש את הסוגיה שבתחילה נקטה הגמרא שמה שכתוב בו הוא מיעוט מוחלט האומר שרק בו ישנו הדבר ולא בשום דבר אחר. Originally the Gemara is learning that when it says בו, we have the Gemara over here, this parsha's בו, great famous athlete, Bo Jackson, Bo Ben Yankiv. So he apparently knows best, but I don't think he learned this. I don't think he was zeichen. Akopanim, originally the Gemara is assuming that when you have the miut of bow, so that miut is excluding everything else. That's what the Gemara is assuming originally.
When it says bow, it's a miut muchlat, it's an absolute miut that tells us that only bow is no davar, not anything else. And therefore, Shapir Mimatin and Mibo, the Chsiv Gabi Mikro Basa, the Pesach Doros.
What does it say? says, "Daber davur el kol adat Yisrael leimor be'esor lachodesh hazeh v'yikhu." So here it's not a bow, here it's a zeh. But it's the same idea. Later on in the sukkah we have bow, here we have zeh. So what are we excluding? Dabra b'nei Yisrael, akol adas Yisrael leimor, be'asor l'chodesh hazeh. Zeh mikho mi be'asor, ve'ein pesach dorot
mikho mi be'asor. Even though it says v'avad et zachod hazeh, es avod zot chodesh hazeh.
That's she called avod zeh kazeh. Like we saw in the Gemara, she called avod zechod zeh, shel dairus benisim kazeh, kol benisim shel Mitzrayim.
But that doesn't apply here, because right now the Gemara is holding that it's a miut muchlat. Aval ki demayri haGemara al bikur u'maisinan sheyesh nodin bikur betomi. Now
the Gemara starts talking about bikur. That's the next stage of the sugya. Ela me'ato v'hoyu lechem u'mishmeres ad abrasa yom lachodesh hazeh. So chena mizeh ton bikur arba yom koyde shchita. Ve'en acher ton bikur. Gemara asks, are you going to tell me that only the Pesach requires bikur
and not the Tamid?
Aye, we have a mishmeres shmira tishmulak no moed over the mishmeres.
So we have a valdeke hekesh that it is that it does apply to the Tamid. Additional ribui. Aval kedemai gemara bikur ma'isin and sheish nadin bikur betamid mishum debo or zeh. And when my dog is a ribui, so there's not going to be a meat because we have a ribui special fish. In can I cash any pesha pesach dohot? Shigam boy is no haribui mi vevadita. Ve'azem shani agmor, the boy shenem al gabi kolon pesach. Memai pesach sheni tichabasa.
Now, this here we run into a little bit of a quagmire because we have a meat, and yet we said that it doesn't apply to the tabid. We said that it applies to. We said that we're going to have bikur arba yamim pesach mitzrayim, and it also applies to tamid. So how can you tell me that hazeh only applies this, meaning Pesach Mitzrayim? It's not dafka Pesach Mitzrayim. It's even Tamid. So the Gemara answers no Shani Yasam, because it says Tishmeru, and therefore Bikur is necessary. And Pesach Doros also is not going to be Memuat. It's not going to be a Miut Muchlat anymore. It's not going to be an absolute Miut, because Pesach Doros is also Memu, is also Misrabe, is also included from the words which again is after the gula. But so there it tells us, shikol avoid is chodesh zeh, shel doris kazeh, k'monisa mitzrayim. And the Gemara says, okay, so what's zeh coming to be memayit? The only thing we're memayit l'doris is mikol be'esor. But not bikur, because we have avodas avodas zos v'chodesh hazeh. Shukol avodas chodesh hazeh kazeh. So what are we going to do with hazeh shel bikur? What's hazeh shel bikur coming to be memayit? And the Gemara says it's coming to be memayit Pesach Sheni t'chavaseh, which is similar to Pesach Mitzrayim, because it's only Yom Echad. So you need bikur arba yomim by Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach
Doros,
but not
by Pesach Sheni. Haynu, shenemar ba pasuk, asine moira rabbi say, anachnu magiim la si shel advarim, ma shechikinu. Okay, that was the point of this year, to answer this question. Of course, it's good. Obviously, everything we said is important. But ultimately, this is where we wanted to get to. The teretz hakushya, lama rama mashmi, Pesach Sheni. Vahaynu, shenemar ba pasuk, she'ein din bikur ela boy shehu korban pesach shel lifnei hagi'ula. What the pasuk is telling us is that the din bikur is only applies to the pre-geula karban Pesach, and not Pesach Sheni, which is singularly only a la'achar ha'geula tay karban Pesach. And since yosei mizeh shebedin shel karban shel la'achar ha'geula ain din bikur, and since it comes out from this, then in the din of the karban la'achar ha'geula there's no bikur, because again we're being reminded Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni is the din of Pesach Sheni are only those dinim that apply exclusively to the la'achar ha'geula tika dinim. So then mimeila, no karban Pesach needs bikur, because like we said, that it says ve'avadita is only klapi those dinim, is only vis-a-vis those laws, avadita zavodah zavodah hazeh, is only vis-a-vis those laws that apply to karban Pesach, mitsachu karban shel achrei hageula. Because where does the pasuk say about it? It says it in the after the geula. So those dinim that are after the geula, we say that what we did before, the dinim that applied before the geula, the Pesach before the geula, are also going to apply to the Pesach l'achar geula. That's what Avodah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh tells us. Aval kol shenitma'et she'ein din bikur mitzad chelek zeh. But if you tell me that as far as the la'achar geula there is specifically no din bikur, so then Avodah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh is not mechayiv that there's going to be bikur Pesach Torahs. So memela the miyu is for all Pesach Torahs that are not included in the bikur v'avadita, and memela there's no din bikur in Pesach Torahs. And the reason the Gemara said dafka Pesach Sheni is to tell us this inyan of Pesach Torahs. Because what does Pesach Sheni represent? What Pesach Sheni represents is the post Geula Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says, we're memayit the post Geula Karban Pesach from Bikur. I hear memayit the post Geula Karban Pesach from Bikur. So therefore, we're not going to apply to the Pasuk of Avadah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh. And therefore, it's going to come out that the Doros, even in Pesach Rishon, there's going to be no Bikur. Because we can't apply the pasuk of Avodah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh, because we remind the Hegya Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni applies to the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. So there's a miyut. So the male is a miyut. The Avodah is not going to help us anymore. Avodah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh. Because we have a miyut on the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. There's no bikur. In other words, as we saw earlier, in the earlier shir, we said that the karban shel achar geula is chada with the karban shel lifnei geula. We saw the Gemara Menachos that pei beis on the base. So whatever is shaykh to the achar geula, to the karban shel achar geula, is also going to be, whatever shaykh to the karban shel lifnei geula, to the shaykh to the karban achar geula, unless we have an explicit miyut, which we do by mekho ba'asar. But otherwise, we say it's chada. And Mimela, it's also going to do the Doros. We're also going to apply what was in Pesach Mitzrayim. We're also going to apply the Doros. Because it's Chada. And that's what Avodah Zavodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh is telling us. However, if we learn, if we find out that it is excluded from Pesach Shel Achar Geula, that there's a certain din that doesn't apply specifically to Pesach Shel Achar Geula, so Mimela is not going to apply to the Pesach Doros. If mitzad it being a carbon shel achar geula, there's no din bikur, so it's not going to apply to Doros. Just like it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni, it's not going to apply to Pesach Rishon either. And if Avadah is not going to help us, that it's going to be Pesach Doros.
Because Vyavata is telling us that whatever you have, whatever applies to Pesach Rishon is going to apply, whatever applies to Pesach Mitzrayim is going to apply to Pesach Rishon Lidoros, i.e. to the Chelek of Pesach Rishon Lidoros. Pesach Rishon Lidoros is the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. So whatever applies to Pesach Mitzrayim is going to apply to the Pesach Lidoros, which is the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. Because it's Chada. But now that we see that there's an explicit miyut to Pesach Sheni, once there's an explicit miyut to Pesach Sheni, so the Mela is not going to apply to the Doros anymore, even to Pesach Rishon. Why? Because it's excluded from Pesach Hargula. Because what does Pesach Sheni symbolize? That only dinim that apply to Pesach Shelach Hargula apply to Pesach Sheni. Only those dinim that apply to Pesach Shelach, the second Pesach, the second parish of Pesach. Only those dinim that are exclusively the second parish of Pesach and don't apply to the first, only those can apply to Pesach Sheni. Because Pesach Sheni is exclusively Pesach Shelach Ragula. And since here we see there's a meter on Pesach Sheni, that means there's a meter of Pesach Shelach Ragula, so it's not going to apply to Pesach, it's not going to apply to Pesach Rishon either. Because all the Avodah V'Avadah Avodah Zos B'Chodesh that tells us is that we're going to do the Doros what we did in Pesach Mitzrayim. We're going to do the Pesach Shel Achar Geula like we did in the Pesach Shel Lifnei Geula. But here we see that it doesn't apply to Pesach Shel Achar Geula, the Din Bigur, because it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. So the Melech is also not going to apply to the Doros. So to summarize, all those dinim that apply to the mechusa of the Korban Pesach, so it's a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, it's a Korban Pesach in Pesach Rishon, and it's a Korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni. The dinim will apply equally to all of them. Like we saw in the Gemara, the Gemara Shibakufo, it applies even to Pesach Sheni. Now, when it comes to those dinim that apply to Pesach Shelifnei Agula, they're also going to apply to Pesach Shelachar Agula. In other words, the Pesach Lidoros is the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. We have a lien with it. Those dinim that apply to the Pesach Shel Lifnei Geula are also in general, except for Mechol Basar, because it was special meal, but are in general going to apply to the Pesach Shel Achar Geula, i.e. Pesach Lidoros. So in other words, the Pesach Lidoros, yesh bo min Pesach Gam Shel Lifnei Geula. Pesach Lidoros is the Pesach Shel Achar Geula, the second parasha of Korban Pesach. But that parasha we're going to apply to the din also of the Pesach Shel Lifnei Geula. The only din we're going to apply to Pesach Sheni are those din which apply exclusively to Pesach Shel Achar Geula. Kein b'shut davar mipayim Pesach Shel together with Pesach Shel Lifnei Geula. Only Pesach Shel Achar Geula. Only those dinim that apply exclusively to the that flow from the fact that it's Pesach Shel Achar Geula are going to apply to Pesach Sheni. And when it comes to Bikur Arba Yamim, there we have an explicit miut that it doesn't apply to the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. So you can't. So therefore, it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. It doesn't apply to Pesach Rishon either. And you can't say, "I Pesach Sheni, it doesn't apply to Pesach Mitzrayim, so it also doesn't apply to Pesach Lidoros, even Pesach Rishon Lidoros." Since we see that it doesn't apply to Pesach Shel Achar Geula, that's excluded from Pesach Shel Achar Geula. How do you see that? From the fact that it's that you don't have by Pesach Sheni, that's telling us, that's tipping us off that this din of Bikur Arba Yamim doesn't apply to the Pesach Shel Achar Geula. It doesn't apply to Pesach Shel Achar Geula, so it doesn't apply to Pesach Rishon Lidoros. I normally would say that even that Pesach Lidoros has what Pesach Rishon has, it's equated also to the Pesach Mitzrayim, to the Pesach Shel Lifnei Geula. Yeah, but it's still coming as a the Pesach Rishon, the Doros, is coming as a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Just that Pesach Shel Achar Agula, we have reading in the pasuk that it has Yesh Bo Min HaPesach, the din of Pesach Shel Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. But it's still defined, the Pesach Doros is still defined as a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. The Pesach Rishon LeDoros is still defined as the Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Just, it has the din also of the Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. Because we have a reboot to learn from one to the other. We have Moses Chodesh Zeh Kazeh. But it's still defined as Chada. It's still the same Korban Pesach. Just like the Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. But it's defined as a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Yes, it's a Pesach, but it's a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Sheyesh Bo Gam Medine Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. But now that we have a special meal, that a Pesach Shel Achar Agula has no bikur, and how do we see that meal? Because it applies to Pesach Sheni. So now we're also going to apply it to Pesach Rishon LeDoros. Because Pesach Rishon LeDoros, by definition, is a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. And since it's a Pesach Shel Achar Agula, and we have a mute, that if there is no Bikur at Pesach Shel Achar Agula, so we can't apply to Pesach Rishon LeDoros. Just by other dinim, we say that this Pesach Shel Achar Agula, yesh bo gam midine ha-Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. You can't say that over here. We say we have a miyut. That it's not. The Pesach Shel Achar Agula can't have bikur. And it applies to Pesach Sheni, but also applies to Pesach Rishon LeDoros. Pesach Rishon LeDoros is also Pesach Shel Achar Agula. By other din, we don't have a special miyut that it doesn't apply to Pesach Shel Achar Agula. So therefore, it can apply to Pesach Rishon LeDoros just like it applies to Pesach Mitzrayim. That's what we say, it applies to both. And those dinim, but it's still coming again, it's still coming as a Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Just that Pesach Shel Achar Agula, yesh bo min hadinim gam ken a Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. Because we don't have the miyut that it obviously we have a miyut that it does. That kol ha'avos chodesh zeh kazeh. What applies to Pesach Mitzrayim is also the doors of Pesach Rishon. But when it's the Doros and Pesach Rishon, it's the Doros and Pesach Rishon, it's Pesach Rishon, it's Pesach Rishon, it's Pesach Achar Agula. Just the Dinam of Shilaf Nagul also apply. Unless we have a specific meal, like we do here, but no. It doesn't apply to Pesach Achar Agula. Pesach Achar Agula can't have Bikur. And again, when it comes to what are the Dinam that apply to Pesach Sheni, only those Dinam that are exclusively Pesach Achar Agula. Because any Rosh Hashanah in that Pesach, it has the same Pesach like the Pesach Rishon. But any dinim that are come from Pesach Rishon can't apply to Pesach Sheni. It can't apply to Pesach Sheni. Those dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim. The only dinim that apply to Pesach Sheni, the only dinim that apply to Pesach Sheni, are dinim that are in the second parsha, Pesach Shel Achar Agula. Not dinim in the first parsha. Because Pesach Sheni is exclusively a Pesach Shel Achar Agula Lika Pesach. Whereas Pesach Rishon LeDoros is also a Pesach Shel Achar Agula Lika Pesach. But Yesh Bo Gam Medidim Shel Pesach Shel Lifnei Agula. Those dinim are also going to apply. Unless again we have a miyut like we do here that it doesn't apply, that certainly doesn't apply to Pesach Shel Achar Agula. And therefore, there's going to be no bikur. So, A, I hope I explained it well. B, I hope I'm understanding it correctly. Very, very Tim Suya. And it's a sham if God gives us a never miyashi than a miyuri. We learned that in the previous year. He says that just like it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni, it doesn't apply to Pesach Rishon.
So the Gemara says that there's no bikur by Pesach Sheni.
and implies the Gemara says there is a bigger rep, seems to say that there is a bigger rep Pesach Risha. And the Meiri says that Pesach Sheni is Kirisha. Seemingly the Meiri is telling us that just like by Risha there's no bigger, then by Sheni there's also no bigger. I mean, how does that fit with the Gemara? The Gemara says that by Risha there is a bigger, by Sheni there is no bigger. And then the Meiri says that by Sheni, by Pesach Sheni, it's like Rishon, seemingly meaning to say that just like by Rishon there's no bigur, by Sheni there's also no bigur. What does he mean? So what he means is that the Gemara is making a miyut, and it's really one miyut. One miyut is being the mai both. Ikur a miyut klapa in echot. And Pesach Sheni is included in Pesach Rishon. This miyut applies equally to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara looks like it's talking about Pesach Sheni, but it's really a miyut on Pesach Rishon. And it's just koil Pesach Sheni as well. Meaning that a bikur only applies to the chelik ha-korban shelifnei ha-gula, and not the chelik shel achar ha-gula. And if it doesn't apply to the chelik shel achar ha-gula, so the b'zem meila ain't no Pesach Rishon. Because there's no ribuy v'avadis avodas of chodesh hazeh. Because it doesn't apply to the Pesach shel achar ha-gula. And in the meila, the mismayit is again Pesach Sheni. When the Gemara says Pesach Sheni, the Gemara is telling us there's no ribuy v'avadita. Because the whole ribuy v'avadita is telling us about the Karban Shel Achar Gula. That the Karban Shel Achar Gula is going to apply, the dinim of the Karban Shel Achar Gula is going to apply to the Karban Shel Achar Gula. And the Gemara is telling us that there's a meaning of Pesach Sheni, telling us it doesn't apply to the Karban Shel Achar Gula. So that's Memayit Pesach Sheni, just like it's Memayit Pesach Rishon. But the Pasha is my Pesach Rishon, because Pesach Rishon is a Karban Shel Achar Gula. And the Gemara just counts it in terms of Pesach Sheni to tell us that there's no Ribuy V'Avadita. Because Pesach Sheni is an exclusively Karban Shel Achar Gula Dika. Karban Shel Achar Gula Dika Karban. So it tells us it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. What tells us there's no Ribuy V'Avadita. It's not going to apply to Pesach Sheni, just like the Pesach Sheni is going to be like Pesach Rishon. It doesn't apply to either. Because this din of Bikur is only in the pre-Gula Pesach. But there's a mirror on the post-Gula Pesach. Just like there's a mirror on the post-Gula Pesach, there's a mirror on Pesach Rishon, there's also a mirror on Pesach Sheni. That's what the mirror is telling us. The Gemara just said Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is an exclusively post-Gula Pesach. So that's showing us that this is a mute. And the post Gula Pesach, whereas Pesach Rishon, there are dinim that apply to Pesach Rishon that are not exclusive to post Gula. In other words, the pre Gula dinim are also going to apply to the Lachar Gula Dik Pesach. But here we have explicit exclusion tells us no, that the Pesach Lachar Gula doesn't have Bikur. There's no Ribuy V'Avadita. There's no Ribuy V'Avadita, so that works on Pesach Rishon, just like it works on Pesach Sheni. And again, they were couched in terms of Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni represents the post-Gula Karban Pesach. So, because it's old harbeh, 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 mal adaber, mo rabbe, rabotai. Tamin li, rabbeinu po ma'arich, באופן נפלא מאוד, כדי לעקוב בקודש, and God should just give us life and health, and we deserve to continue. May it touch Hashem Yitzbarach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, shalom.